Today, the 29th of Adar, is the Earth site of Hagon HaGadol Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who passed away in 1986. And I want to learn together a piece from the Emes Yaakov in Parshas Bo, which, like much of the Torah that we've been all thinking about in the recent days, is very, very timely, both in the context of it being on the Pasuk HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, and more significantly, in relation to our thoughts about the Bayis Shlishi, which we should be zochet to see b'mehera. He begins by quoting a Ramban. The Ramban cites Yerushalmi that informs us that the names of the months, which are so familiar to us, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, these names are actually not Jewish in origin. The Talmud Yerushalmi tells us that when we came up from Galus Bavel, we actually took these names, we borrowed these names from the Parsium, we borrowed these names from the Umas HaOlam. And these were not authentically Jewish names. And Rav Yaakov wonders on page 271 of the Emes Yaakov on Chumash, Hine yesh letmua, madua be'emes azvu lashon ha-Torah v'naktu lashon paras. Why would we abandon the language of the Torah, which of course refers to ha-chodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim, rishon hu lachem l'chad she'ashana, the Torah which adopts a numerical system for labeling the months. Why would we adopt non-Jewish names for the months? And more specifically, we're prat b'shemos hachadashim sheyesh behem shemos avodah zarah kagon Tammuz. Some of the months, in fact, are actually names of idols. Take, for example, Tammuz. In Sefer Yecheskel, in the 8th Perek, there's an idol called Tammuz. And therefore, it's very strange, says Rav Yaakov, that we would dafka on our way back towards Abayis Sheni, towards a Geula, we would adopt a name that is so foreign in origin. Furthermore, says Rav Yaakov, the emes masinu should be a mei Abayis Sheni. The language that was spoken throughout the Tekufa of Bayis Sheni was Lashon Arami. Verak divrei Torah kasvu b'Lashon HaKodesh. Yes, Torah was written at times in Lashon HaKodesh, but the spoken language of the masses was Lashon Arami, was Aramaic. And Rav Yaakov finds that puzzling, especially in light of the fact, and again we think about it during these days, that b'Mitzrayim hayu meshavchem osam shaloshinu es lashonim, that in Mitzrayim were dafka praised for not abandoning Lashon HaKodesh. So again, why would the Jewish people adopt a language that is so foreign to who we are? And furthermore, Rav Yaakov says, the Gemara in Meseches Yoma tells us that when Bayis Sheni was being built, Yoma Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Bayis Sheni was lacking five essential components that we had by Bayis Rishon. And first and foremost on that list is the Ark, which was hidden away in the days of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, the righteous Yoshiyahu HaMelech. We imagine, rightfully so, that they didn't have the Aron because they didn't know where it was. It was hidden away. But Rav Yaakov questions that as well, because the Mishnah tells us at the beginning of the sixth parak of Shkalim, a fascinating and tragic maisa, b'kohen echad shahayim es asik. The Mishnah tells the story of a kohen who was working one time, and he stumbled across a tile in the floor that was a little bit different. Shehi meshuna mechavero seha. He saw a bump in the ground that made it look a little bit different. Bava Amar Lachavero, and he went to tell his friend, I think something's buried here. Lo hispig ligmur hadavar at sheyatsa nishmaso. He did not have a chance to finish sharing this information until his soul departed, or maybe extracting that which was hidden there. And the Mishnah concludes, this is not speculation, but rather the Mishnah concludes, v'yadu b'yichud shesham ha'aron nignas. And there it was known, b'yichud, was known with certainty, that that was the place where the aron was hidden. In other words, they knew during Bayis Sheni where the Aron was. Hare af sheyadu eifo ha'aron nignas afal pichein lo ha'aluhu lemakomo bebeis kodshe ha'kadashim. They knew where the Aron was, they knew where the Aron could be found, and yet they did not restore it to its place in the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. And again, Rav Yaakov wonders, with his great wisdom, why is that so? Madua, why should that be? And Rav Yaakov explains the following yisod. He writes that Nira Sha'ole Bavel Shabanu Es Habayis Hasheni, the builders of the second Beis HaMikdash understood full well as they were building and restoring that Makom HaMikdash, they knew full well Ki Lo Zeh HaBinyan Asher Yamod La'olam. They knew that this was not the building which would last forever. Ve'ein Chazarasam La'Eretz Yisrael B'Tekufa Zu HaGeula Shleima. They knew that this Geula was only a partial Geula. It was not the final Geula. Da'itam Haisa Ki Binyan Habayis B'Tekufa Azos. This Beis HaMikdash would not be the one to usher in that final redemption. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a respite along the journey of Galus until we would make it to Bayis Shlishi. Lahachina sa'am l'tekuvas ha'galus ha'arucha. It would be a place, a safe haven. Bayis Sheni was a temporary stopover to give us the strength to handle the length of what we call the final Galus, the one that we're experiencing now, 1900 plus years. Really, in truth, they should have remained in Bavel a bit longer. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us out because HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood, and the builders of Bayis Sheni understood this message, that if we were to remain in Bavel much longer, we never would have made it out. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us what was understood again by the builders of the second Beis HaMikdash, a partial geula, a temporary geula, a way of giving us just a little breathing room, until we would make it to that third period, that Bayis Shlishi, which will last forever. And therefore, writes Rav Yaakov, on page Reish Ayin Beis, Machmas Hakarosamzu, through this great recognition, Sha'adayin lohigiyah ha'gu'ula shlema, hinhigu ole bavel kama v'kama inyanim, they gave themselves reminders, the ole bavel gave themselves reminders, checkpoints, and ways of reminding themselves, that while we have what to celebrate in the second Beis HaMikdash, this was not the gu'ula shlema. In many ways, Galus Bavel didn't really end. And it's for that reason that they kept the non-Jewish names of the month. And it's for that reason, says Rav Yaakov, that they continued to speak Lashon Arami. In fact, in the footnote over here, it says not only that, this would explain as well why a portion of the Tanaim and many Amoraim, in fact, had names which were not Jewish in origin. Rav Yaakov discourages us from continuing that practice today and feels that it's more important, he writes here, that we should dafka adopt Jewish names to give ourselves a unique identity amongst the Umas Olam. But as a way of reminding themselves that we're not yet fully there, they dafka adopted non-Jewish names of the months, non-Jewish names for themselves. They spoke in a language which again was not the Lashon HaKodesh that we love. And in fact, Rav Yaakov even writes that the Talmud Yerushalmi is also written in Aramaic. It's a slightly different Aramaic than the Talmud Bavli. But Rav Yaakov points out, why would it be that the Talmud Yerushalmi should be written in Aramaic? I understand the Talmud Bavli. Why the Talmud Yerushalmi? But again, he suggests this was a reminder to themselves that this was not the Geula Shlema. He writes parenthetically here as well, if you look earlier in his comments in Parshas Vayechi, this also explains why a king from Beis David was not appointed at this period of Jewish history. Because again, we wanted to remind ourselves that really there are only two major periods. There's Bayis Rishon, and then there's the Binyan HaAsid. And Bayis Sheni was sort of this bracha, yes, but a bidyavid bracha of sorts, in that it was given to us only, again, to give us the strength to make it the rest of the way. With this, Rav Yaakov concludes, he says, with this we can understand, La'or zeh, Navin davar tmua b'seder ha-Nevi'im. We can understand something unusual about the order of the Nevi'im. That the Nevu'ah of Chagai, ha-Misyacheses beruba al-Binyan Bayis Sheni, nemra la'achar Nevu'as Yacheskol ha-Mivaseres lanu al-Odos Binyan Bayis Shlishi. Why is the Nevuah of Chagai after the Nevuah of Yecheskel? Yecheskel reveals to us, the difficult psukim to understand, the structure of the Bayis Shlishi. And Chagai reveals to us the Nevuah of Bayis Sheni. Why is Yecheskel's vision of Bayis Shlishi, why does it precede the Nevuah of Chagai, which introduces us to Bayis Sheni? Va'adrava, ikr shlichuso shel Chagai. You would think that Chagai would be the one to tell us about Bayis Sheni first. Aval zeh tzarech bir. Madua nitztav Yecheskel al Bayis Shlishi. Kodem shenitztav Chagai al Bayis Sheni. Le'eza tzarech ekdimu asama uchar. Why would we mention the later redemption before the earlier one? But explains Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, it makes perfect sense to us now. Because really, there was not supposed to be a Bayis Sheni. Yecheskel's vision of Bayis Shlishi has to come first because of its primacy, its centrality in Jewish thought. Yes, we need to be taught that there's going to be a necessary Bayis Sheni, and that's the Nevuah of Chagai. But first and foremost, let's keep our eye on that Nevuah of Yecheskel, that Nevuah of the Bayis Shlishi. And lastly, truly lastly, Rav Yaakov writes in the final paragraph, with this we can understand the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Ad Yavur Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavur Amzu Kanisa. The Gemara darshins, Brachos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Ad Yavur Amcha Hashem, Zo Bia Rishona. Ad Yavur Amzu Kanisa. Zobi Ashnia, El Shagar Machet, explains Rav Yaakov, Be'emes Hayu Srichim Rak L'Shnei Bios. There really should have been only two entries into Eretz Yisrael, a Bia Rishona and a Bia Shnia. Ad Yavur Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavur Amzu Kanisa. However, that the binyan bayis rishon be a mei shlomo or binyan bayis shbarchu legalam baofen arai ulivnos bayis sheni kadesh lo yishtako b'umos. Unfortunately, Hakadosh Baruch Hu saw that we weren't going to make it if we would have had to wait from bayis rishon straight to the final bayis. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu created a bayis sheni, but it's only because of our averos that became a reality. We've been experiencing the aftermath of bayis sheni for nearly 2,000 years. But now is a time where I think we all feel very deeply that we're ready for that final geula. We're ready for that bayis shlishi, which was really supposed to be the bayis sheni, the one that lasted forever. Hashem, we thank you for giving us this, again, this respite amongst the exiles, and gave us new strength to be able to continue. But we're ready, and hopefully in the schus of this beautiful Torah of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, learned here on his yard site, Halavaya Kodesh Baruch Hu should see it as a tefillah, not just a Torah, but Hashem should see it as a tefillah, and help us to see the realization of his amazing words with the Gula Shleim of Emhera B'Yameinu Amen.